Tuesday. So.
All right. Man, Max, Ansi, congratulations. Awesome. That's cool. And, you know, when you got the lead, I even tweeted, I'm like, he gone. Like it was kind of thinking to myself, well, of course, he's really good in the mud, and he's having a great year in Supercross. Put it all together, I'm like, shit. Like, once you got the start, it was probably for you. You're like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, no, honestly.
But not being cocky. Like, yeah.
Well, the problem was, is before the race, we were sat down there for, an hour. Yeah. Every single person kept coming up to me going, oh, you're going to be really good at this. You're going to win this. You're doing the rain dance. I'm like, yeah, okay, but I've still got to go and get it done. You know, I've still got to actually execute. And it's one of those in the mud where, yeah, you can only prepare as well as you can, but it can all go wrong in the first turn, or the bike can stop, or you can, you know, there's a lot
of lapper hits.
Yeah, exactly. So I got out front, was hitting my marks, and was good. And then I had a gap on Volin. I'm pretty sure it was Volin. It was definitely KTM. And then, as soon as I got into the lappers, I was like, right, I've got a big gap. I kind of went a bit too careful. Yeah. Was obviously struggling a little bit, being able to see with the goggles and all this stuff. Didn't want to jump any of the triples because I didn't want to land on anyone or do anything. So I started having a few thoughts of, man, this is kind of cool. I'm leading the Supercross. Yeah. I'm winning the Supercross. This is cool. Ureve's not going to like the bonus check that comes out on next week. And I was like, ooh. And then last lap, I went extra careful in the whoops. I was just rolling the whoops. And then I heard a bike going da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, that's either a lapper getting real sketchy or I can tell the difference between the Hondas. And I was like, oh, that's Jet or Hunter. Someone's coming. And I was like, oh. So the last two turns, I literally was like, oh, I'm going to go fast. And that was it. And then I went over the finish line. I was like, what happened? Because then I looked back and they'd all crashed in the turn. And I was like, what was going on? A win's a win. I will take it any way it comes. Absolutely, I know it's a mudder, and of course, still for me, there's things in these tracks. I've been coming to these races, and there's still things that I've never seen before, or not. We don't have at the practice tracks. Like even that weird roller before the triple there today, you had to like. It was just a weird one, and I was like, man, I haven't done stuff like that. So, I'm a little older. It's still my first real season in Supercross since 2010. So, I don't know. I'm excited to be. I will take a win, however it comes.
Absolutely, right? Absolutely. Yeah, it was funny because you went slow in the whoops. Jet got up to you, and then dude, you nailed that rut like perfectly. It was just like an outdoor rut where you just sunk in and your foot came out, and it was perfect.
Like, I was like, oh, I better go fast again now. But honestly, for Honda, for Jet, for Hunter, for my team, for HRC, for Firepower Honda, for all of us, like, incredible. Of course, I want to be back on the podium again when it's dry. I want to win one of these things when it's dry at some point. Will that be this year? Probably not, because I'm actually not, Hunter has been straight up a step better. The Star guys are riding really good when it's dry. There is a little sand section next week in Nashville, so we'll see. And going into Salt Lake, you know, altitude, I already know that it's not going to be easier. Yeah. It's not going to be easy, but as much as, you know, as learning and as much I've taken from this season, I really, really am excited to go to work with my guys again for next season, to be able to move on into World Supercross and things, but really focus on Supercross, because that's why I moved to America. I moved to America for Supercross. If I wanted to do outdoors, I'd go back to GPs. GPs for me is motocross, whereas I came to America for Supercross, and man, I couldn't be happy with how it's worked out. It's crazy how careers go, and there's no blueprint to it. There's no set in stone way to do things, but to win a Supercross is bloody cool. So I think tomorrow I'll be a bit more, you know, letting it sink in.
Right. No, hey man, great job, and real cool to see for Ureve too. I can't wait to read Ureve's Instagram post.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just can't wait.
I'm sure he's probably already doing it now. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I know.
It's really cool for you guys, for Firepower, for Dean, you, the team, everybody. It's awesome. So good job, man.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Cool.